welcome to Glasgow, Alex.
Glasgow. You know how many ghosts there are in Glasgow?
I am going to say a lot, but I bet you know more about it than I do.
On Halloween night? Are you kidding? This place is going to be hopping tonight.
I can't believe you're here on Halloween playing Glasgow. Is this something you've thought about for a long time? Is it just coincidence you're here or what?
No, we picked the cities for Halloween. And we were in London last year at the Roundhouse. And I said, well, we can't do that again. Let's go Glasgow this time. You know, because there's always something Halloweenish about Glasgow. Now, I don't know what it is. If you ever watch the Ghost Hunters International, you know, they always end up in Scotland because there's so many ghosts running around Scotland for some reason. And so we said, well, it'll be an appropriate place. And also, it's always the best rock audience. I mean, it's like Detroit, my hometown. You know, when the first time I played Glasgow, I said, I feel right at home here. They like to drink, fight, and rock and roll. I said, that's Detroit. That's my hometown.
That sounds perfect for you then. Have you ever thought about kind of thinking, okay, if it has these similarities with Detroit, maybe I'll buy myself a Scottish pile?
Well, you know, the golf would be appealing to me. I live in Arizona, though, where we have 300 courses in one city, you know, just because the weather is so good. And you have to be of strong stock to play golf here. In other words, you have to go out in 38 degree weather, you know, 38 Fahrenheit, and say, okay, I'm playing today in the wind and the rain. And in Arizona, if it's 60 degrees Fahrenheit, you go, that's a little cold today. Let's not play.
Yeah. So you couldn't be tempted with like a cagoule and a good hat to come and live here?
I could come here and play for a while. I'm so used to the sun. But I love coming here. I came out this morning, went shopping, contributed to the economy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Where did you go shopping?
Just down on your shopping street there, to the big indoor shopping. Had my fake glasses on and a hat and everything like that. And it's so funny because it never fools anybody. You know, I walk into a place, everybody goes, hey, Alice, how you doing? Now, if I would have gone in there with my hair and makeup on, everybody would have just gone, eh.
There's a guy dressed up as Alice Cooper.
This guy tried to look like Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I said to you when I came into the studio, I am a bit disappointed that you're not wearing more makeup than me.
Yeah, I know. You have more makeup on than I do, but you make it look better.
I don't know about that. Is it something that has been kind of a comfort blanket for you over the years, or is it just part of the persona?
For me, the stage makeup is really what I have no problem saying hiding behind it, because when you're playing a character like Alice, who's a villain, he has to have a mask. He has to be this kind of character that's, I'm not like Alice at all. He's so different from what I am that when I put